Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. How are you doing with the books of the New Testament? Are you learning them? Let's review them together. Here we go. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st and 2nd 3rd John, Jude, Revelation. Great. All right, let's do it a little faster. Are you ready? Say it along with me. See if you can keep up. Here we go. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st and 2nd 3rd John, Jude, Revelation. Great. Do you think I can say it in one breath? I don't know. Are you ready? All right, I'm going to try. I don't know that I'll be able to do it, but we'll see. Here we go. I'm going to take a big deep breath and say the New Testament books. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st, 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st, 2nd Thessalonians, 1st, 2nd Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1st, 2nd Peter, 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, Jude, Revelation. Whew, that's something to work for, huh? All right, let's go ahead and get started with our Bible lesson. Hello, boys and girls. Welcome back. We are studying the story about Jesus at the Last Supper. That's what we call it. It was the Passover supper that Jesus celebrated with his disciples right before he was betrayed and crucified. In fact, the next day he was going to die on the cross for the sins of the disciples and for our sins. But before that happened, he wanted to make sure that the disciples were prepared for what was coming. Let's pray and ask Jesus for his spirit as we study from his word. Dear Lord, we thank you for your love and your care. Come into our hearts. Open our eyes so that we can see what you want us to see today. In Jesus' name, amen. The disciples had come to the Passover meal feeling proud, feeling angry, and feeling jealous. But what happened that made that change? Do you remember from last time? What did Jesus do? Did he say something to them? Did he say, "Oh, you disciples, when will you ever get it?" No, Jesus didn't do that. What did he do? Can you tell me? He got down and he washed everyone's feet. He washed Judas's feet first, even though he knew that Judas had already gone to the priests and the rulers twice and had agreed to help them find a way to take Jesus by force. Judas was what we call a traitor. He pretended that he was on one side, but then he went and worked secretly to get the people on the other side. For a few seconds, Jesus' tender love melted Judas's heart. He almost told Jesus what he had done. But then he quickly changed his mind, hardened his heart, and let his pride keep him from admitting his terrible sin. The disciples were all shocked at what Jesus was doing. "You're washing our feet!" When it was Peter's turn for Jesus to wash his feet, he probably pulled them away. No, Lord. Let's see what he said and how Jesus answered him. We're going to look at John chapter 13, verses 6 through 9. John is the fourth book in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Once you find John, then you're going to find chapter 13. Once you find the chapter 13, the chapters are the big numbers, then you're going to read verse 6, 7, 8, and 9. Or to shorten it, we say read verses 6 through 9. You're starting at 6 and you're reading through 9. My boys and I listen to this every single morning when it comes out. And oftentimes they pause the recording so that they can look up the Bible verses and read along. I hope that you're doing the same thing because it's important to get used to looking up Bible verses and to practice it. Because did you know that the more you practice, the better you'll become? Yes, it's true. So let's read John chapter 13, verses 6 through 9.
Then he came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, "Lord, are you washing my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I am doing you do not understand now, but you will know after this." Peter said to him, "You shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no part with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head."
Peter loved Jesus, but he didn't know how weak he was, and that there were many things about him that needed to be changed. Also, he didn't understand that he could not change by himself. You can't just think hard enough and say, "If I just put my mind to it, I can change." No. Jesus needs to change us. Jesus explained that being baptized was like taking a bath. We don't need to be baptized again every time we do something wrong. The foot washing at our communion services is just like a little baptism. Also, if there are things that we need to make right with others, we should do it. Jesus forgives us just as we forgive others. I like to think of it this way. Sometimes my boys take baths or showers right before we eat dinner. Sometimes it's nice just to get the shower done at the beginning of the evening so that then we can have dinner and maybe play some games or read stories before they go to bed. Well, let's say that one day they get all showered and all cleaned up, and then they get their pajamas on and they come and they sit down at the table, and let's say that I'm serving spaghetti with garlic bread. And as they eat that spaghetti, this is so good. It's actually one of their favorite meals. They're eating those noodles and the red sauce is getting all over their face. All over. And then if you have a little toddler in your house and they're eating spaghetti, are they eating it with a fork or are they eating it with their hands? They're eating it with their hands. Now, when dinner is over, how do my kids or how does a toddler look? Messy, right? Very messy. Their faces are messy. Their hands are messy. But am I going to say, "Ugh, look at you, go get in the shower"? Or am I going to go get a washcloth or a paper towel, get it wet, and wipe their faces and their hands? You're right. I'm going to wipe up their face and their hands. And then they get down and they're clean and they run off to play. The same thing is baptism and communion. When we are baptized, we are asking Jesus to wash away and to cleanse us from all of our sins. But after we're baptized, we still make mistakes. There are still things that we do that are wrong. Do we need to be baptized every day or every week? No. You don't need to go to church and be baptized or go out to a lake or a river or stream and be baptized every time you do something wrong. We ask Jesus to forgive us, but then when we have our special communion service, we wash our feet to symbolize Jesus washing away our sins, just like I would wash my kid's face with a washcloth instead of making them take a whole big shower. Jesus washing the disciples' feet teaches us a very important lesson about being humble and having clean hearts. And all but one of his disciples were truly sorry for their wrong feelings about each other. Look at verses 10 through 15. So we're going to read verses 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15. John chapter 13, verses 10 through 15.
Jesus said to him, "He who is bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean, and you are clean, but not all of you." For he knew who would betray him. Therefore he said, "You are not all clean." So when he had washed their feet, taken his garments, and sat down again, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you say, 'Well, for so I am.' If I, then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you."
The disciples were naturally being selfish. They were naturally being proud. But Jesus showed them how they are to humble themselves and to help others. I want to be like Jesus, don't you? I want to humble myself and look for ways to help others. Maybe your mom is really tired at the end of the day and she's trying to get supper and she might be a little snippy, but you can humble yourself and help her. Maybe your dad is out mowing the lawn and he needs help picking up the yard from all the toys that you left out. And he tells you to come and you just feel like saying, "No, I don't want to." But you can humble yourself and say, "Yes, Dad, I'll help you." Jesus wants you, boys and girls. He wants me to humble ourselves and to help others, even when it's not fun. I want to be like that. How about you? Well, let's pray and ask Jesus to help us. Dear Lord, give us your spirit today. Help us to look for ways to do jobs that may not be very fun, but to have a happy, cheerful spirit, to humble ourselves just like you did, to be like you, and to follow your example. We love you, Jesus. Amen. Let's sing our memory verse song together. John chapter 13, verse 15. We read that today, didn't we? Jesus has given us an example, and we are to do as he did.
John 13, 15.
You should do as I have done to you.
For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you.
Have you heard of Seed Pod Beginners? It's a 7 to 9 minute podcast just for kids ages 0 to 5 years old. It can be used for family worship or your child's special daily devotional time with Jesus.
Each week has two programs that focus on a major Bible story using
Lesson Day,
Nature Lesson,
Memory Verse,
Bible Story,
Prayer Time,
I Guess the Songs,
Coloring Pages,
and more to reinforce the Bible story and character lessons. And I know that you and your little ones will enjoy listening to these programs and will learn so much about God's Word. So to find out more information, go to startingwithjesus.com/seedpod. startingwithjesus.com/seedpod.
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.